Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. It appears Iran's drone attack may be the key to unlock new aid for Israel on Capitol Hill. We get a report from correspondent Andrew Stewart.
Aid to Israel has remained tied up for months by disagreements over whether and how much aid should be approved for Ukraine. Many conservatives are in favor of decoupling Israeli aid from any bill for Ukraine, even as some also insist on more robust spending on U.S. border security. After the Iran drone attack, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise vowed on Saturday that the chamber will vote on Israel legislation next week. Andrew Stewart, Washington.
Donald Trump says he wants to debate President Biden sooner and more often. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Right now, there are three presidential debates tentatively scheduled in September and October. But in a letter to the commission overseeing debates, the Trump campaign asked for additional and earlier opportunities for Trump to take the stage against Joe Biden. Campaign officials for the former president said moving up the timetable would ensure more Americans have a full chance to see the candidates before they start voting. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The rural city of Grants Pass in southern Oregon has become the unlikely face of the nation's homelessness crisis as its case over anti-camping laws goes before the Supreme Court this month. The case has broad implications for cities, including whether they can fine or jail people for camping in public. Since 2020, courts have barred Grants Pass from enforcing its new statutes. The justices are scheduled to hear arguments on April 22nd. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi vowing to boost social spending, develop infrastructure, and make India a global manufacturing hub as national elections hover days from now that will decide his political future. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
A rescue operation after a deadly cable car accident in Turkey.
10 helicopters and hundreds of search and rescue personnel deployed to help save from danger the last of 174 passengers trapped in cable cars high above a mountain in Turkey. And after almost 24 hours of hanging in the air, they're finally safe. A day earlier, the accident happened as a cable car pod hit a pole and burst open, killing one person and injuring others, plummeting to the mountain rocks below. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Officials say torrential rains have triggered landslides on Indonesia's Sulawesi Island, killing at least 14 people and leaving three others missing. Tons of mud fell from surrounding hills onto four houses just before midnight last night in the Tana Toraja district of South Sulawesi Province. The local police are looking into it. News and analysis at townhall.com. A doctor found guilty of tainted IV bags at a surgical center where he was working.
The Dallas anesthesiologist was convicted for injecting a nerve-blocking agent and other drugs into bags of intravenous fluid, which led to the death of a coworker and caused cardiac emergencies for several patients. The 60-year-old man faces up to 190 years in prison after evidence presented at trial showed numerous patients at Surgicare North Dallas suffered cardiac emergencies during routine medical procedures performed by various doctors between May and August of 2022. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Dolly Parton has written another children's book based on her French bulldog friend. Billy the Kid Comes Home for Christmas follows Parton's god dog Billy the Kid as he goes on tour with his band. Billy has to decide whether being with his family on Christmas is more important than performing at Barkefeller Center on the same day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM and worldwide at WCBM.com.
With sunshine today and gusty winds out of the southwest, the high should warm to 79. There will be a slight chance for a shower thunderstorm later tonight with a low dropping to 60. But a dry Monday tomorrow with sunshine and a high approaching 80. A little bit cooler for Tuesday with some more sunshine into the afternoon hours and a high near 74. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. They have expanded their expertise to HVAC services. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Make sure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems with Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today to have your spring maintenance on your HVAC system. And remember, they do landscape and outdoor lighting as well, plus sell and service all generators. Remember, for all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Online, it's timkylecompany.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
It's more than just radio.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
It's the next step in the evolution of radio.
On my phone.
I just love it.
In the App Store. Or get the app now at WCBM.com.
This is the 50,000-watt beacon of truth. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome.
This is Talk Radio 680, WCBM. It's time now for All About Real Estate with your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. If you would like to talk about real estate, give us a call. You can reach us right here, right now, 410-922-6680. Again, we are talking all about real estate. I want to share some properties that I have, some special properties, because after all, that's what we want to do. We want our buyers to buy homes and our sellers to sell homes, but we want them to get into the right place, not just any home, but the one that's perfect for them. What I want to tell you is I've got a property that is sitting on over 2.5 acres. It was built in 1930. It's a great big farmhouse. Charming. Again, sitting on over 2.5 acres. It is just such a friendly, warm house, a big eat-in kitchen, high ceilings, lots and lots of windows. The address is 3436 Halcyon. That's in Stevenson, Maryland, 21153, only about a mile north of the Beltway. I'd love to show you this house. Very unusual. It has two primary suites. The entire top floor is a primary suite, bedroom, bathroom, etc. Again, more windows. Interested in a home that's a farmhouse that's kind of secluded but yet close to everything, give me a call so I can tell you more about 3436 Halcyon Road in Stevenson. If you're thinking about any of the homes that I tell you about and you're already working with a real estate agent, don't hesitate to call your real estate agent and have that agent give me a call. You are also welcome to call me. I will give you all that information, but you can still use your real estate agent. Another magnificent property that I have, I think it's a dream home. It's an all-brick colonial corner lot. It has three large bedrooms. It has a sunroom. It has a family room, plus a huge dining room, living room, center hall, a colonial, as I mentioned, curved staircase, a full lower level that is ready to finish. It has lots of mahogany and oak because the original owner was in the lumber business, so there's lots of details and moldings in this house. Again, a covered back porch, a modern kitchen with a sub-zero gas cooking island pantry, even separate areas for regular trash and recycling trash. Give me a call if you're interested in a dream home like this, a big all-brick colonial at 3500 Falstaff Road in Baltimore, Maryland. By the way, you can see any of these properties on my website, margaretrome.com, or as I've mentioned before, you can just Google any of the addresses and the same information will come up. I also have a lot, half an acre lot on Old Court Road that is ready for somebody to build a home on. Give me a call if you're interested. I have a new property that's coming on the market. Hopefully it'll be on in maybe a week or so. It is at, it's in Elwood Park. Elwood Park is in Baltimore, maybe less than a mile from Johns Hopkins Hospital. It is an interior row house. It's one of the most affordable houses around. It's got hardwood floors. It's got an updated kitchen. It's got a lower level with a rough in and ready to finish. And the best thing about this home at Elwood Park is that it is right across the street from its namesake, right across the street from Elwood Park, where there is big open spaces with playgrounds, with tennis, with basketball, with picnic areas, smack dab across the street. Interested in a home facing Elwood Park, down near Johns Hopkins Hospital, give me a call. Again, you can reach me at 410-530-2400. And one more, I have one at 7121 Park Heights Avenue. It is a third floor, almost 1,500 square foot condo, two bedrooms, two bathrooms, extra large living room. It's got replacement windows, and it's got updated bathroom, as I mentioned, updated kitchen with granite. All the utilities are included in the monthly fee. And if you have questions or if you want to see any of these properties, give me a call, please. Again, after the show, 410-530-2400. And a few homes that I need. I've got buyers that are waiting for very specific homes and properties. Listen carefully. If you have any questions, again, you can call me on the station here, 410-922-6680. Or you can call me after the show, 410-530-2400. I have someone who needs a rental. If you know of any rentals in Northwest Baltimore, give me a call. He can only go up to $800 a month. He would also consider a room to share if he had kitchen privileges. Again, if you're thinking about maybe you've got an in-law suite that you'd like to rent out, that would be great. I also need lots. I need lots, minimum of 1 acre, and they can be anywhere in the Baltimore and surrounding area. I've got numerous people who want to build their own custom homes, and if you give me a call, I can share those buyers with you. Also, I need Wellwood homes. That's in the 21208 zip code of Baltimore County. Any kind of home, any kind of condition, we are ready to move. These are cash buyers. We could move in as little as a week or two if you can get the title work done then, or we can wait until you're ready. Also, another thing that I need is I need a church or a religious a building that could be used for religious services. It must have parking, at least 30 cars. It can be anywhere around the Baltimore Beltway. They have said that within a mile of the Beltway, around the entire circle, they could work with it. It needs to have room for facilities, a kitchen, playrooms, etc. If you've got a property that is already a religious building, or you have maybe a big house that could be used for such, give me a call. Again, reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. I've been thinking so much about real estate, as I always do, and I came up with a whole list of observations that I've made over the several decades that I've been in the business. And it's similar to flying. It's not unusual to encounter a few bumps when buying and selling. Just remember, when you're in an airplane and the weather is perfect and the plane works perfect, it's easy for a new pilot to fly that plane smoothly across country. It is when we have this turbulence, which can happen in real estate, and it can happen anytime between signing the listing and going to the final settlement. So, as I mentioned, I read a list. There was a list of items that the pilot said, these are things pilots won't tell you. And this comment triggered the list of things that agents may not want you to know also. And I started with just observing. And each one of these things that I'm about to tell you could be a chapter in a book. I'm going to start off by saying, houses sell houses. People foul up deals. And that can be people anywhere from the buyers themselves to the buyer's parents to the real estate agent. Lots of things can go wrong. I've seen it during a home inspection where the buyers absolutely love the house. What they do is they then bring in the parents to the home inspection, which is a huge, huge no-no. Buyers, agents, listing agents, you should not have anybody at that home inspection other than the person who's inspecting the home and the buyer. Now, if you've got a buyer who is an electrician, that kind of thing, or has a best friend, of course, but this is not the time to bring in the mom and dad, because they are going to, they can just derail the entire transaction. So if you are thinking about living and buying a new home, what I find, and I've said this before, that anybody who has lived in a home seems to wind up being the expert when somebody else lists their house. So be careful who you're listening to. And by the way, you are listening to Margaret Rome, and we are going to step out for our first break. You can reach us at 410-922-6680.
Stimulating talk, breaking news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400. Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
If you're dealing with inflammation or stiff joints, then Glyco Plus from Rescue Natural Supplements can be your ticket to a healthier spring. Glyco Plus features a unique blend of Greenlift Muscle Complex and UC2 Collagen, specifically designed to support joint health. Collagen, a vital component of joint cartilage, plays a crucial role in maintaining strength and flexibility. Right now, Rescue Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF. Call today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 and speak to a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Listen every Sunday from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. for a broadcast from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair and hopeless cases. Sunday mornings from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you want to give back to an individual with disabilities and help change a life? The Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs are seeking volunteers to help raise future guide or service dogs. Puppy Raisers provide loving homes for puppies until they are old enough to begin formal training. Help raise an adorable pup into a future guide or service dog for a person who is blind, visually impaired, a veteran, or a first responder. Visit puppy.guidedog.org to learn more. That's guidedog.org. Sponsored by the Guide Dog Foundation.
History happened here for 100 years.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, at Coochie by the Sea. By the VC. Don't mind me, I got up this morning and found a mosquito flying away with my malaria pills. Last year, as we left the strip in our C-130 here, they fired at us from the end of the runway. and the MP has flushed out three Kong and two critics.
Baltimore has been listening for 100 years. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is All About Real Estate. Call in number 410-922-6680. I was talking about how many different ways there are that someone can foul up a real estate deal. It can be anybody. It, as I mentioned, buyers, sellers, parents, inspectors. You have to have an agent that you really trust and who knows what they're doing. Another example of that is, what do you do when you are presented with an offer on your property, but the offer is written poorly? There are missing items, missing pages. I know some agents that will say, I'm not presenting this. I don't want to see this until you clean it up. Maybe it is a new agent. Maybe it's somebody who just forgot one of the fill-in blanks or one of the addenda. My feeling is that if I can help that real estate agent who is presenting the offer and help them make that offer presentable, then I'm doing the right thing for my seller. For instance, yes, there have been contracts that I've looked at that if I were grading them on an A to F scale, would have gotten an F. But if I feel that it is, you know, a serious buyer, they have most of the things that you need for the offer. For instance, you know, they've got their funds, their proof of funds, they've got their lender letters, they've got the right deposit money, that kind of thing. I think we all can help each other so that when an offer comes in, what I do is I review the entire offer to make sure that I know what is in that offer, all of the different terms, because when you've got a contract that is 30, 40 or more pages, you really have to go through it and see what it is the buyer and the buyer's agent are asking for. So you, my dialogue goes something like this. I just want to ask you a few questions for my clarification. And then I proceed and I try to summarize the offer to make sure that what they mean is what they are asking for in the contract. I'll give you some examples of that. Did you mean for any of these dates to correspond? Again, at the top of our contract, it says that time is of the essence. That means dates are very, very important. Check your dates. If it says 10 days for a home inspection or 30 days for a closing, check the calendar. See what the dates are. Write them down. What if that date winds up on a weekend or a holiday? Point that out so that can be changed up front. You know, when you find out that you've put a date in there, like a settlement date, and it's a Sunday, it's not going to happen. These are minor things, okay? Other things are, how many days are you requesting for the home inspection? How many days are you requesting for the septic, for the radon, for the well, for the termite? How about the appraisal? How about the financing contingency? All of those things have to be in the contract so it can be presented properly. And when you write an offer and you say, okay, it's as is, what do you mean by as is? Do you mean as is, we're going to ask for a full-blown inspection, but we won't ask the seller to do any repairs? Are you talking about an as-is? We're going to take it with no inspections. Are you going to ask for it with a home inspection with the seller being requested to do repairs? All of these need to be in the contract up front. We don't negotiate a contract after it's signed. We hope we don't. We like to get that negotiation so that the buyer and the seller know what they're doing from the very beginning. Again, have you made a mistake and waived an appraisal on an FHA loan? You can't do that. You can't get an FHA loan without an appraisal. If it's a cash offer, do you have proof of funds? If it's not a cash offer, do I have the name of your lender that I can contact that knows your buyer? Or is this just a what we call a baloney letter, and the lender has never even met or talked to that buyer? Again, these are all ways that we as agents are protecting our sellers and that we are helping buyers buy the house that they want in the way that they want. Okay, how about sometimes people will put in this offer is only good for 24 hours and you know it's not going to be possible to present it within 24 hours. Some people may say, well, we just discount that contract completely, that offer, because the seller can't make decisions within 24 hours. They're not going to make it until next week. Not all offers, as I'm mentioning, come in perfectly written. But I think we, as the real estate agents who've been in the business for a while, have the responsibility to review those contracts and give suggestions to the buyer's agents if it is to their advantage and not to the seller's disadvantage. It doesn't, to me, make sense if an agent writes an offer and forgets an important date and the agents say, I'm not presenting it until that's corrected. It's a lot easier to share with that newer agent or that agent who's forgotten something to just remind them. And I have found almost every single professional in the business really appreciates when we all work together. If there's a mistake, if there's something that just can't be right in the contract. Again, these contracts can be, you know, 40 plus pages, and we need to get the changes made prior to having the seller sign the final contract. Again, we need to understand exactly what the buyer wants. And it's really good if when you receive an offer, when you are presenting an offer, that you give a summary of exactly what your buyer wants, what time frames they want, the amount, the earnest money deposit, the date of settlement, the home inspections, all of these items. It's a lot easier if you have them in front of you written out when you present the offer to the seller so that you can say, here's what we have, and especially if you've got multiple offers. So again, don't be so high up that when you present an offer, you just say, present it. Here it is. Work with the listing agent. Work with the buyer's agent. Our goal is to get our buyers into homes they want, our sellers to sell the homes the way they want to. And let's not be so high up that we can't help less trained, less competent, less motivated, less experienced, and even overworked or stressed agents, write that perfect contract so the buyer and seller can do just that. They can buy and they can sell. And as I said, houses do sell houses. People walk into a house, they know whether they love the house or not. Don't let somebody else kill the deal because something may not be correct. Again, questions about that, I would love to talk to you, and you can reach me at 410-530-2400. Some of the other observations that I've made in real estate, do not turn over the keys until after the settlement is funded. What do you mean by that? Sometimes I see where people will have a settlement on Friday afternoon. The proceeds need to be wired. It's already 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The proceeds cannot go out. And if the proceeds don't go out, the seller does not have the funds. And basically, they're walking away. You're giving keys before the seller has the money in their bank. Talk to me if you want about this. That's why I do not ever like to do settlements very early on a Monday morning. I certainly don't like to do settlements other than Friday morning, not later in the day. You want to find out when the title company does their wiring, at what time, and to make sure those funds can be wired in the time frame that you need. Also, you want to make sure, if you're the listing agent, that your buyer's fund, that the buyer has already wired that money to the title company. If not, settlement cannot take place, not a wet settlement. It would be a dry settlement. That basically means that you are signing the paperwork, but it's not legal until the funds are there. So they can't release, they can't disperse. Questions about that? Give me a call. A couple of other things I was thinking about when I talked about some of the things that I've learned in real estate. So I mentioned about the keys, and I mentioned don't settle early Monday morning or Friday afternoons. And I don't know of any of the title companies, by the way, that do settle on the weekends. So make sure that of that. They don't, it has to be, they can't settle on a bank holiday or when banks are closed, because you couldn't wire the money then. Here's another thing I want to share with you. And when the real estate agent is told that a contract is coming in, that they're going to be presented a contract by such and such a time, it is a very, very good idea not to let the seller know. I cannot tell you how many times I have been in that position where I have met the agent and they say, oh, we'll have the contract to you by 8 o'clock, or we'll have it first thing in the morning, or we'll have it by noon. And 6 days later, you still don't have the offer. And you've shared that with the seller, who is going to be very, very upset with you. So be careful about telling somebody that you have an offer if you do not have it in hand. And that is a huge point. I think many of us who have been in the business for a really long time have been disappointed. Maybe we have shared, hey, the agent said they were bringing a contract in. It's going to be full price. They can settle right away, no contingencies. And then that agent, you never hear from them again. So do not get the seller's expectations up. There's enough stress already in this business of buying and selling houses. We as agents do not need to add any more. Another thing I want you to remember is we're going to take a break right now. This is Margaret Rome. Our call-in number 410-922-6680, and we will be talking about more observations related to real estate.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Windy and warmer for this Sunday with sunshine this afternoon at a high of 79 as winds gust in from the southwest at times. Clouds will increase tonight with a slight chance for a shower thunderstorm later in the evening as the overnight low drops down to 60. The high temperature on Monday approaching 80 with sunshine and winds out of the west. Clear tomorrow night with a low dropping to the low 50s. It's more dry weather into the afternoon on Tuesday with sunshine at a high of 74. And some wet weather will be possible continuing into the middle portion of the week. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive, life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMEROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Monday morning, it's tax day. Is it time for tax reform? We'll have a little bit of a debate.
Come on, you inconsiderate worm.
Greg Marano, 1 to 5 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo. We learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
The YMCA is just a starting line, where the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. My why is diversity and unity, a safe space in my community, living with sincerity, giving every day my everything. With my why, I stand strong, seen, and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror, and everyone belongs. Find your why. Learn more at YMCA.org for a better us.
It's more than just radio.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
It's the next step in the evolution of radio.
On my phone.
I just love it.
In the App Store. Or get the app now at WCBM.com.
¶¶
now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. Call in number 410-922-6680. I was just having a discussion with you guys about some of the observations that I've made that are related to real estate. No particular order. I just thought it was kind of fun, some of these things that I have learned over the many years that I've been in the business. Here's an example. When a buyer comes through your house and that buyer oohs and ahs and loves every single thing in your house, be careful. There is a good chance that they can't afford it. I have seen that happen numerous times. On the other hand, I have also seen when a buyer comes through the house and starts picking it apart. I don't like the color of the carpet. I don't like the color of the walls. The room sizes aren't big enough. All these complaints that you're hearing, they don't like the colors, they don't like the material. Sometimes you want to, or the agent wants to argue with them, oh no, look at this room is not small, look, we can put a king size bed in it. Instead of arguing with them, listen to what they have to say. And what I have many, many times found that the people who are in there making complaints about certain things are actually negotiating. They think that by letting the agent, letting the owner know that there's some defects that they've noticed, that that's going to help them with negotiating. That's, again, why you do need a seasoned real estate agent who understands these buyer signals, these seller signals. I remember once, many, many years ago, best friends were looking for a house, and we used to go looking every Sunday, just for fun. I'd see all the inventory. We would see all the different styles of houses. And my friend, when he went into each one of these homes, if the seller was there especially, he would always tell them, this is so beautiful. I love what you've done. He'd find something to compliment them. And what would happen is, of course, I would get a call from the real estate agent. When are you going to make an offer? Your seller apparently loved your buyer apparently loved this house. So when we would get outside with my friend after we had gone through the house, and believe me, I knew what they liked and what they didn't like, but we just needed to see all the different places. And I said, why are you doing that? Why are you giving them what I call false hope? And he said, oh, I thought it was nice. I thought that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to make the seller feel good. So there's another reason that we suggest that sellers not be in the home when the home is being shown. And buyers' agents understand, and sellers' agents understand, that whatever the other one is saying may not be for real. Again, a buyer's agent may really have a buyer who's interested in the property, but give you signals like maybe it's overpriced, or why isn't the basement finished, or some maybe it's on a busy street, so that they think they're negotiating with you up there. Careful how you, as an agent, respond to each of these things. Some of the other things I mentioned about the don't let parents come to home inspections, that's for sure. Oh, home inspections. Let's talk a little bit about that. People get very, very nervous before their house is going to have a home inspection. It is sometimes very traumatic, thinking that somebody is going to come into every space in your house, every electrical outlet, every appliance, every faucet is going to be turned on. So one of the things I do to lighten it just a little bit is I say, and they want to stay home for this. So what I say to them, you know what? Having a home inspection is like having a colonoscopy and a root canal simultaneous without anesthesia. You don't want to be here for either one of them. That said with humor usually convinces them that absolutely it is time to leave. I didn't say the agent should leave. I think if you are working for a seller that you need to be there representing the seller. If something goes wrong, they don't know how to work something, there is something that comes up, a leak or whatever, that you're there, that you can know exactly what happened, not that you're going to follow that agent or the inspector around, but you were there representing the seller. The same thing, I do think that the buyer's agent should always be with the buyer. That's who's working for the buyer, is that buyer agent in an inspection. We are going to take another quick break. This is All About Real Estate. You can reach me, Margaret Rome, after the show at 410-530-2400, and that's for any kind of questions related to real estate.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
If you're dealing with inflammation or stiff joints, then Glyco Plus from Rescue Natural Supplements can be your ticket to a healthier spring. Glyco Plus features a unique blend of Green Lip Muscle Complex and UC2 Collagen specifically designed to support joint health. Collagen, a vital component of joint cartilage, plays a crucial role in maintaining strength and flexibility. Right now, Rescue Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
This is Bob Weinholt with Horizon Cinemas, inviting you to tune in to Movie Talk, Saturdays at 4 o'clock. Get the latest information on the movie industry. Hear our special guests discuss the entertainment business. Get a heads up on the new releases coming to town. Get a little behind-the-scenes info and listen for special events being held at any of the 5 Horizon Cinema locations. That's Movie Talk, every Saturday at 4 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. If you'd like to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. I was mentioning some of the observations that I've made related to real estate over the years. And a couple of the other things that I thought were interesting, sometimes you will hear a seller's agent, when they're negotiating back with the buyer's agent, say something like, but the seller needs X amount of money. I'm here to tell you that buyers and buyer's agents really don't care how much the seller needs from the sale. They are negotiating on behalf of the buyer. And if it's the right house for the buyer and the terms can be agreed upon, that's who gets the house. But that is not a really good counter from a listing agent saying, but the seller needs X amount of money. Also, think about when you, when buyers, when sellers are touring houses, when buyers are touring homes, that there can always be security systems, listening or recording devices while you're viewing the home. And you want to be careful if you're in somebody else's home that you just want to continue not sharing things that you would want the seller to hear. That we're not supposed to have these devices in there without letting the buyers know about it, but occasionally that does happen. And it says that the buyers need to be aware that the sellers may have the right to have these devices. They just couldn't wait. I see we have a quick caller on the air. We have Bridget McGee. Good afternoon, Bridget.
Hello, Margaret. How are you?
I'm good. What a delight hearing from you on a Sunday.
Oh, good. I was listening, and I just wanted to say what a valuable program this has been today. Not that all of them aren't valuable, of course, but I think this should be required listening for especially new agents. Because there's so many things that so many nuggets that you have provided today that is such good information for buyers, for sellers, but also for their agents.
Bridget, I bet that, I mean, I can sit here and make many, many more of these same comments and observations. I have a feeling that you, as a lender, very special lender, we call her Mortgage Mama. If you need a loan, if you have questions about getting financing, if you call me, I will give you Bridget's number. But Bridget, I have a feeling you've got a couple of these nuggets also. You go through the same kind of thing. I know I have seen you work with a buyer for a year or more. Doing all kinds of things, and then the next thing you know, you call them to see how they're doing. They've already bought a house using another agent, using another lender, and all of that time has been totally wasted. And I know how much you give of yourself and your time, and I try desperately when I send a buyer to a lender that I'm pretty sure they are serious about buying a house, pretty sure that they have a job at least, that they're not just wasting our time. So what's one of the nuggets that you can share with us, Bridget, if I'm not putting you on the spot?
I think one of the things that we talk about a lot is the comfort level for payment. And, you know, I mean, I'm talking with these lovely folks now who are trying to help out family members, and the original comfort level for payment was about $2,000. And next thing you know, they're looking at a house that's over almost $2,800 a month.
Okay. Bridget, we are running out of time. Believe it or not, it's the end of the hour. Bridget, how can people get in contact with you?
Well, I think they can just call you if they want to call me, they can just Google Maryland Mortgage Mama.
Okay. If you've got any questions about real estate, about loans, give me a call, Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400.
Talk Radio 680.